CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping has held talks with his visiting Turkmenistan counterpart, Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov. President Xi says China is looking forward to deepening energy cooperation with Turkmenistan. He pledged China will continue expanding import from Turkmenistan, as well as advance the cooperation in electricity, information technology, agriculture, and finance. President Xi suggested the two countries boost security cooperation and jointly fight the threats of terrorism and transnational organized crime. For his part, the Turkmenistan president hailed the development of bilateral ties since the two sides established strategic partnership 2 years ago. He said the two countries enjoy immense potential for cooperation, especially in the area of interconnectivity of infrastructure. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang met with Bill Gates in Beijing on Thursday. Climate change and nuclear energy were on the agenda. Li said China is ready to work with other nations to address climate change while calling for Sino-U.S. cooperation to develop safe, affordable, and sustainable nuclear energy in China. Li said China would also support such cooperation in third markets. Gates echoed Li's sentiments while praising China's efforts in coping with climate change and developing new energy industries. China is set to provide about $8 million U.S. dollars in emergency food aid to Ethiopia. Chinese Vice Minister of Commerce, Chen Keming, and Ethiopian Minister of Finance and Economic Cooperation, Abdulaziz Mohamed, have signed an agreement to this effect in Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa. The assistance came in response of Ethiopian government announcement to support drought victims. The El Nino weather phenomenon had caused water shortages and threatened food security in the southern and eastern part of Ethiopia. The death toll of the twin suicide bombings in Lebanon's capital, Beirut, has risen to at least 37. More than 180 people have been injured. Two explosions rocked a crowded district of the southern suburbs of Beirut on Thursday afternoon, 7 minutes apart. Lebanon's Interior Ministry said a third suicide bomber was killed by one of the explosions. The Islamic State militants have claimed responsibility for the attacks. British and Indian companies are due to sign collaborations worth around $14 billion U.S. dollars during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to London. British Prime Minister David Cameron said at a news conference that Britain is willing to support Modi to transform India with improved infrastructure and education. Modi said India considers Britain to be its gateway into Europe when asked about Britain's planned referendum on its membership of the European Union. Cameron plans to hold an in-out referendum on Britain's membership of the EU by the end of 2017. China's central bank has issued its new edition of 100 yuan note. The design will stay largely the same as the 2005 series, but the new banknotes are harder to counterfeit and easier for machines to read. This is the third 100 yuan edition of the fifth series of banknotes introduced in 1999. The second edition was issued in 2005. More than 100 Chinese research papers have been removed this year by well-known global publications. These removals were based on findings that some authors have forged third-party peer reviews or simply had others to write for them. Investigations showed many third-party institutions were in reality companies providing ghostwriting services for a fee. They forged emails of experts and sent in positive reviews to the publishers. China's National Natural Science Foundation has revoked funding for authors caught in the scandal. More severe punishments include removal of their professorships. The foundation says plagiarism and dishonesty in academia should be treated with zero tolerance, while noting most Chinese researchers are honest. More than 100 small companies in the city in heavily polluted northeast China were found to be discharging unprocessed exhaust gas. The Ministry of Environmental Protection said all the violators are in the city of Fushun in Liaoning province. Head of the ministry's Environmental Inspection Bureau, Zhou Shouming, pointed out that problems were mainly found in small-scale and coal-burning heating companies. Emergency responses for heavy air pollution in China require limiting road traffic and halting construction projects and factory production. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.